Welcome to Business Beat. Here each week, KBIA takes a look at the business and economic issues facing Mid-Missouri. I'm Christopher Husted. Coming up, we'll chat with Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid about why he thinks transportation is the key to improving Columbia's economy in the coming years. But first, over the next 4 weeks, Business Beat will be airing the remaining pieces of the Harvest Public Media series called America's Big Beef, an industry in transition. To kick off the series, we have to go back 150 years when Abraham Lincoln established the land-grant colleges where research could be done to help the common man. But Peggy Lowe of Harvest Public Media reports that today, public colleges in the top five beef-producing states are now often working for big business.
The farmers gathered at the county fairgrounds here in Emporia, Kansas this August morning are waiting for the college professor. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Our lunch sponsors for today. Ivesco Animal Health and Merck Animal Health, Ron Hendrickson.
Now that the large pharmaceutical companies that paid for lunch have been thanked, it's time for Dr. Dan Thompson, a Kansas State University veterinarian, to take the stage. He's here as head of a program centered at Kansas State, but funded by the National Beef Cattlemen's Association, an advocacy group for the cattle industry. The training was created to improve consumer confidence in the U.S. beef supply. Its biggest success so far? Teaching farmers to change where they inject drugs into the animal from the rump to the neck so they don't damage as much meat, a practice that costs the industry millions.
These are injection site lesions, and they've taken it through where the lesions were and then run it through a meat slicer. And you can see that these lesions just continue to show up within these products, and they have to be discarded.
This is the state of public ag colleges today. Professors working for private industry, either in the field or in research labs, basically becoming an arm of the cattle industry. An investigation by Harvest Public Media found that more than 30% of the $71 million spent on beef studies during the last 5 years at five ag colleges were paid for by big business. The majority of that money came from animal pharmaceutical companies and the National Beef Cattlemen's Association. We looked at Texas A&M, Kansas State, Nebraska, Iowa State, and Colorado State. It's now common to see taxpayer-funded scientists working for what Auburn Ag Economics professor Robert Taylor calls the sugar daddies.
Where that becomes a implicit corporate subsidy to research the questions the corporation wants answered, giant ag business wants answered, which is not necessarily the questions that common people need answered.
This trend is not news to the university administrators who watched while federal funding flattened out years ago, even as industry spending on all ag research nearly doubled from roughly $3 billion to $6 billion. School administrators say this research must be done to keep the U.S. as the agricultural superpower that feeds the world. But critics say that also means the corporations set the research agenda at public schools. Here's Patty Lavera of Food and Water Watch, an environmental group.
Not surprising. It makes sense that, you know, your research agenda is going to be influenced by who's paying for the research. So in the arena of food, are you going to look at questions that might make you critical of kind of the dominant industrialized agriculture system, if that's where the funding comes from? Or are you going to structure it more narrowly and solve a problem they have?
Case in point, the National Beef Cattlemen Association spent $7.6 million during the five-year period, spread across the five schools, and making up more than a third of industry funding. Mike Miller, a vice president with the association, said the group's research is always concerned with food safety and a healthy diet. And it also created three new types of beef, Miller says, including the popular flat iron steak.
And so what that allows us to do is then to go back and talk to processors and packers and you know, retailers and food service operators around the country about how they might utilize these new items. And what it means for our industry is that in some cases, it may be the difference of beef being on the plate or beef being off the plate.
For intramuscular injections, you're going to go in perpendicular to the neck.
Back in Emporia, the farmers will pay $25 for this training from the Kansas State professor and receive a three-year certification from the Cattlemen's Association. Other money trading hands at Kansas State recently includes a $500,000 contribution to fund the new Cargill Center for Food Safety, compliments of the food giant. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.
Now, speaking of big business, Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid has a plan on how to bring more of that into town. KBIA's Wendy Mader chatted with the mayor, who says it all starts at the airport.
Why is customer-friendly transportation specifically important for Columbia?
There's just nothing like the ease of transportation in and out of Columbia to bring in job creators. You know, I've dealt with venture capitalists from Silicon Valley. I've dealt with venture capitalists from China. I've dealt with business opportunities from India, from Italy. We've got to make it easy for these people to get in and out of Columbia. We're known as flyover country in the middle of the country, and people don't think too much about us. I was dealing with a young capitalist from California who wanted to know how many hurricanes we had here. Well, I think what that points out is that we're pretty easy to ignore, but we don't want to be ignored. We want these great ideas to come in the Columbia.
Where are we right now with negotiations for the airport? I know that American Airlines is going to have flights to Dallas and Chicago, right?
Yeah, Delta ends in February. It's disappointing. Chicago and Dallas are priorities. Mm-hmm. And right now, for me, the priority is to make sure those planes are filled, to market those planes. I want to see the same level of service that Manhattan, Kansas has. Now, you know, Manhattan, Kansas is 60% our size. But they've got three flights a day into Dallas from Manhattan, and they got three flights a day into Chicago from Manhattan. And that's a level of service that we should be able to reach. But we believe that by the year 2020, our goal should be having 600 passengers a day coming through our airport. Last year, our capacity was only 126, and we had about an 80% load factor. Our capacity will be up over 200 by April. So you see, we've got a long way to go.
That was KBIA's Wendy Mader talking with the mayor, who says that discussions are continuing with other airlines.
I'm ready to go.
That's it for Business Beat this week. Tune in next week to hear the next piece in the Beef series on sophisticated cattle breeding. I'm Christopher Husted. Thanks for listening.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate